Please hang up and try again.
Hi, I'm Matt Brandon. Welcome to the DigitalTrekker.com. And today I am going to take some time out of writing and do a little podcast. And the reason I want to do this podcast is because I want to talk with Steve Peer, who is the CEO of Fotex Hong Kong. Steve is from Canada, and now he's living in Hong Kong, running the company there. And Steve is, and I have been in a sponsorship relationship now for going on close to a year now. And Fotex has all kinds of really amazing product for your camera and for your photography. It is, however, a lot more affordable than most of the stuff out there. I don't know if I would use the word budget. I think that connotes maybe a little bit cheap, and the stuff is definitely not cheaply made, but it is very affordable. So, Steve, welcome to my blog, thedigitaltrekker.com, and thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to meet with me.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
So, how long have you been in Hong Kong?
I have been in China and Hong Kong for six and a half years now.
Okay, so you're local now, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
So, and then did you go to Hong Kong and China to be with Fotex? Is that what brought you there?
No, originally I came to China for a year to teach English, just to sort of take a time out and reassess where I was. Uh-huh. And ended up staying for quite some time until now. In the past, I've always been interested in photography. I worked as a reporter and photographer for a newspaper in Canada. Mm-hmm. When I got to China, I sort of got back into that. Started taking a lot of photos, had a photo blog, and eventually online met up with Fotex. And started using some of their products and reviewing them online. Mm-hmm. And eventually went to work for Fotex.
And you went to work as the CEO of Hong Kong right away?
Not initially, no. I was doing product development,
okay.
Copywriting, marketing, and from there moved up.
So what I want to talk to you about, of course, a brand new product you've got, and I'm really excited about it, the Odin. But before I do that, tell us a little bit about the company, Fotex.
Yes, we have distributors all over the world. Mm-hmm. Much of the shipping and administrative work is done in Hong Kong. Okay. We have Fotex Germany, as well as our Fotex Europe, which handles our service and tech support in Europe. The bulk of the design on our products is done in Europe. And from there, we do the manufacturing in China.
So now, when I go to the website and I look at your different products that you have there, you have things that are very specifically Fotex. And then you have other stuff, umbrellas and light stands and different things like that. I mean, is that your product? You guys are making that from scratch, all of that?
Most of those products we have a lot of creative input on when they're being developed.
Okay.
So there's, you know, a lot of similar umbrellas available online and softboxes,
yeah, right.
Those sorts of things. With those items, we try to put our own personal stamp on those and change the design somewhat and the materials and make it a better product.
Make it your own.
Yes.
Okay. So now I have in my hand, actually, I'm fortunate enough to have in my hand pre-release models of the Odin wireless TTL trigger. Now, this thing is an amazing little contraption. Of course, the name says it all. It's a wireless trigger and it's TTL. But the thing that I liked about it so much is that it's virtually plug and play. I mean, I got it out of the box you sent it to me in. I put the batteries in. I put the transmitter on my camera. I put the receiver on my flash, and just for grins, I went ahead and put my camera on program mode, gave it a quick one shot, which sort of, I guess that sort of syncs it all up. I shot another one, and the lighting was beautiful, just without touching any buttons except the on button and making sure that I was on the right channel, and that's it. I guess that's part of that is it's the whole TTL thing, isn't it?
Yes. What's great about the Odin is it you can really start to work right away. Anybody who's starting with off-camera flash, there's quite a giant learning curve between when you start and, you know, when you start to see results that you like. And that was the case with older triggers where you had to work in manual mode and, you know, adjust all the power on your lights, trying to figure out your balances between ambient light and the light from the strobes. So the Odin is plug and play. It sort of takes that out of the equation at the beginning. You can just get right down to it and start.
And I would say the transmitter, I don't know, what are the dimensions on this transmitter? It's about 2.5 inches high, I guess, and maybe an inch deep. And then the receiver is pretty small. It's probably, what, 2.5 inches long and only an inch wide and 3/4 inch deep. So it's not got a huge footprint. It doesn't add a lot of bulk to your system. Certainly the receiver doesn't, that's for sure. And like most of these things, it's got all kinds of hot shoe mounts on it, and it's all set up ready to go. It's got different channels, and it also has ABC, and for people that are not familiar with this kind of stuff, what does all that mean? What's the benefits of having several channels, and I don't know, what is the ABC compared to a channel? How do they differ?
ABC, those are the flash groups. You can have your flashes set in different groups. So if you had, let's say at an event, and you had, you know, two flashes set to A in one location, mm-hmm. some different flashes set to B in a different location, mm-hmm. You can adjust the power of those independently. Or you can turn them right off. So depending on, you know, what you want your setup to be, you have different groups of light that you can call upon. In a studio setting, you could have, group A as your key light. You could have group B as the hair light or the kicker light. Group C as your background light. So you have three different groups there that you can control the power independently. Channels are just really the channel the transmitter uses to communicate with the receiver. So, you know, channels 1, 2, 3, 4. If you had maybe somebody else in the neighborhood using the same channel, you could change to a different channel. There wouldn't be any interference. Or if you were using like a lot of strobes, you could have, different flashes set on different channels. So if you had one part of a room set up as channel 1, you could have a different part of the room set up on channel 2, and by changing the channel could fire a different set of lights.
Yeah, so you can control the power of each individual flash in every group off of the transmitter, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. A novice photographer out there, they just want to get with off-camera flash for the very first time. They've got one flash, and that's what they're working with. They'd only be concerned with group A and channel probably 1, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're gonna hook this thing on. What would be the best mode to put the camera on? Is it gonna be in TV or shutter priority, or is it gonna be in aperture priority or program, or what would be the best?
Well, that all comes down to personal taste. If it's a really novice photographer, they might want to leave it in program mode. Mm-hmm. Just to sort of get a feel for it. Aperture priority is also good if you want to do some really small depth of field things. So if you want to use, like F2, F2.8, something like that, and get really shallow depth of field, you can use aperture priority.
But that's going to bring up your shutter speed quite a bit. So is this thing handle a high-speed shutter?
Yep, there's a high-speed sync option on the transmitter. If you press that button, you can sync up to 1/8,000th of a second.
I was using this the other day with rear curtain sync, and it also gives you that option as well. So this will control the camera, like the rear curtain sync and things like this. So it's a really is a fun little piece of product here. So the question here people are going to be saying is, well, you know, there's a lot of these out in the market now. Actually, there's probably not a lot, but certainly we know that Pocket Wizard's got them out and a few other people has them out. What's the advantage of Fotex over another brand?
The advantage is the transmitter. You have all the power controls right on the transmitter. You have instant visual feedback. It's really easy to control. As opposed to some other systems, you have to go into the camera menus and go into the speed light menu on the camera LCD. And that's a lot of button clicking as opposed to just using the transmitter to make those changes.
That's a huge difference. So the other ones don't allow you to do all this from the back of the transmitter?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a real plus for this particular product. The other thing I think you're not saying is that, quite frankly, this is at a price point that's a lot more affordable than what some of the other brands are. Isn't that true?
Yes. Prices vary a little bit country by country. Mm-hmm. Depending on, import duties and VAT and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. We're sort of pricing the transmitter and receiver set at about 350 retail.
Okay. That's one receiver and one transmitter, one plus one, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then if I wanted to buy an extra receiver, how much would that?
Extra receivers are about $160.
Man, these are great prices. Okay. So that's the Odin. I'm just in love with it. I've been having a blast with this thing. And I, quite frankly, I am not a flash guru here. I'm strong with available light photography, but when it comes to using my strobes, my flashes, I tend to use it on camera, and I tend to use a lot of times I use it in the rear curtain sink. So this has been really fun to be able to use. I went out the other day with it with a friend, and I do find that if you're doing street photography, it's really handy to have someone with you instead of, because cameras are heavy and you need two hands to work your camera. So to having the second body out there to hold the work as a light stand for you is pretty handy. It's a real nice little product that gives great results right away. So, and this just came out, what, 3 weeks ago, probably?
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks ago. We debuted this at Fotokina in 2010 mm-hmm. in Germany. And we spent a year after that refining it and tweaking the software and working with beta testers to make sure everything is as it should be before it was released. So it was about 18 months in development.
What were some of the hurdles you had to overcome?
Just so many different flashes and so many different cameras. It's a lot of testing to be done.
So you have this for more than just Canon, because I've only seen the Canon one.
We have a Nikon version in development now.
Okay.
That will start in testing next month, I believe. But the Canon version we tested with, every Canon camera and every Canon flash that we could get our hands on. We actually took so many pictures with a 1DS Mark III that we burnt out the shutter in it and have that replaced.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it certainly wasn't inexpensive to develop in that way. There's quite a few cameras that are sort of nearing the boundary of what their shutters can withstand after the testing.
Yeah, but the Odin keeps going though.
Yes, yeah,
the
yeah,
camera
exactly.
Dies, but the Odin keeps going. That's great. Okay, so so what other products do you guys got coming up on the horizon?
We have a few things slated for release in the next couple of months. We have our Fotex Trafo DSLR video stand shoulder rig that has, again, been in development more than a year, and that's just being finalized now. We'll have the final products ready within this month.
Wait, go back to this one. So then, what is this exactly? It's going to be for the camera, and it's a shoulder mount thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a shoulder mount for shooting video.
Uh huh. And so, it's good, but it's for the DSLR, like a 5D Mark II or something?
Yeah, there's three different models that we have. We have a large model, sort of a mid-range, and then a mini model as well. And your camera can be mounted on those. The bigger model, there's a mat box, there's rails, there's a camera mount, there's a top carry handle, as well as a counterbalance on the back. So yeah, it's meant.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, we've had some really good feedback from professionals in the film industry regarding this product. So we're looking forward to going into a wider release than what we have done so far.
Well, that's exciting. Okay, so when can we be looking for that? Do you have any estimated dates?
Around the end of October.
Oh, so it's coming up soon.
Yeah, end of October, mid-November, sometime in that time range. To go with that, we have currently have a 9-inch high-definition monitor that can be used with those rigs. We've created a smaller 7-inch HD monitor as well, which is just nearing completion. So that should be out within the same sort of time frame.
Well, I wish I would have had one of those earlier this year. I was shooting some video in Turkey and trying to do the whole video just using the little view screen on the back of the 5D was really, well, it was very difficult to put it nicely. You know, focusing is difficult, and then you just don't know looking at that little view finder that if you're really, you know, razor sharp dead on. Because, of course, one of the things we like to do when we're shooting video with a DSLR is shoot at these very narrow depth of fields, because that's why we're doing it, you know. And and so nailing that focal point is much harder, especially without using the external monitor like that. So,
and the other thing we have coming out, we have a wireless timer and shutter release coming out, and that will be this month, mid November as well.
Now that's different than your intervalometer that you have out now.
It's the same sort of features. But it's wireless, so you can plug a receiver into the camera and you can have the timer elsewhere and program it. And there's also a number of shutter release features on that too. So you can use it for your timer functions. You can also use it to focus, to take continuous mode photos, 2-second delay photos. So use it as a shutter release. And also built into that with the timer is an auto bracketing mode that's created if you're going to be shooting HDR images. So you can set a time, and the timer will automatically double the time you set for 3, 5, or 7 exposures. So if you're shooting some long exposure HDR, like cityscapes at night or something, that will work out very well.
Wow, people are going to love you. And now, Fotix is available most places. I see it everywhere I go. It's all over the United States. Is that right? And then, of course, it's in Europe.
We started in Europe, and that's where we have been strong so far. About a year ago, we moved more into Asia and have been really promoting the brand here in Asia and in America as well.
That's good to hear, because I think some people, I've found that some people have a misconception about Fotix. I think a lot of them think that you're just sort of a Chinese knockoff outfit, and that's not the case at all. I mean, it clearly is not the case. I mean, you guys are producing quality original material out there, and you, as you said, you came up, you grew up in Europe, and then went to Asia and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know there's a lot of a lot of misconceptions about the photo accessory industry, and it's really easy to lump all the manufacturers together. But we certainly try to stay apart from that in our, with our products and our design and the components we use. We're a lot different than other companies.
Well, and that's true, and that's exactly why I wanted my brand linked with your brand, because I think it's professional quality, well made. I mean, this stuff is as good as anything out there, or better. In fact, oh, by the way, someone told me the other day they were doing a test with the Odin. it smoked every other wireless TTL trigger as far as distance. It was it went a lot further than the other ones. Yeah. So anyway, but it's good quality product, and I'm very proud and pleased to have my name associated with it. So, hey, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day. I know you're a busy man, and I appreciate that. I just wanted to have a chance to just talk about the new Odin wireless TTL trigger from Fotex. It's available most places around the world, and it's a price point that I think most everybody can afford. So, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Matt.
Please hang up and try again.
You've been listening to thedigitaltrekker.com. I'm Matt Brandon.